not right now. Super God, it's such a situation. Devil to a God. Slowly. So I, but on the other hand, no one knew about this. Top secret. I mean, I just thought the fact that she was living with a guy. What did it do? That doesn't just don't make sense. So I told him like this. Does anybody else know who was the Messiah who was in the Orthodox rabbi? He wrote down the Sulu. That must be Jesus Christ of the Sulu. No, that's it. As if I would not write down the Sulu God in such a, situation. Devil to a God. Slowly. But on the other hand, no one knew about this. Top secret. I mean, I just thought the fact that she was living with a guy. What did it do? That doesn't just don't make sense. So I told him like this. Does anybody else know about this history of your child? Yes, one close friend who was going out, he told me there's one that should go out with her now. Tell this friend to come on time. The friend came on time. He wrote on his tuba for a Uta. And he gave it to the Lord of Healing. The Kabbalah Kenyan, the Ada was by myself and this other friend. Kabbalah Kenyan, filled it out, gave it to them before it even started, and put away this good soup. Then he had a one big photo op. Another tsuba, yeah, tsuba with the Aden and Moretis with the Kupra, the Baalbek, and he give it to me, and I held it, this and that, and I took it with me. No one was looking, I put it into the circular file. That's the list of the garbage. Big photo out. Lolovites? The vault right over here. Right away. Slowly. Rav Bosner writes, if you can't pull that stick off, he writes on what he calls Itzadah. That was more rough about Chaim Itzadah, this woman. You know that she's a woman, but since you make a change, you know I doubt the Sultzadah, then everyone's going to know, I mean, not everybody, but a rabbi who's looking at it for 10 years now, so we'll see a red flag. Itzadah, what kind of business? It must be some kind of thing to want to inquire about. That's enough. And you can, when you read it, you write that you're going to read it to Sultzadah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to do that. He said, there's Balaam's children. Don't worry. You write also, I'll read it to them. He said, I read it under my nose anyway, he said, Rabbi Yaakov used to read. It's a smaller word, but you change the word to his written. That has to be a big time of color. No one to change. Everything's different. Your mouth is different. Everything's different. So it's, about the rules of dough with the amount of the pursuit. Do that too. Do that any more. Well, hold on. You talking about that? No problem. Okay, on both sides, I must begin the next topic. You tapped because we're so far behind you. I assume right now you're well into the next piece of the Mamma Dome. Second line only. Tomorrow I'll see your regular sports will left. Like the regular schedule tomorrow. Thursday. But Rabotai, I must start the next interview. It's very important. We're trying to make our color right now without any ado. Oh yeah, next Tuesday shear is regular 4-1. Regular talk. We still have lunch into the secret food. Okay, so shear Tuesday is 4-1. Next, Rabotai. When did this minig begin of putting the Kedushin and the Shuman together as opposed to the minig of separating them by a year? So here we have to open up the Gemara finally to the Mordechai, Simin, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. Please open up. What's the matter though? Open up the Mordechai quickly. Kuf, Lamed, Beis. When did this historical change take effect? So the Mordechai already reflects this historical change in his words over here. In the Mordechai, Kuf Lamed Beis.
Uh-huh. Ubirkas Nisuan Lachud, Ubirkas Erisan Lachud. The Tach Mavarkan Beis Tomim Bar Priyagot. Now wait a minute. If they're a year apart, it's not necessary for the Mordechai to tell us to make twice Bar Priyagot. So then how do you separate between the two? There should be some separation. The Yesh and Norag and the Hapkik Beneim, the Likros Aksuba, Tach Kosa B'Tshuvas Rashi. You already see that in Rashi's time, the custom already existed to put the ksuba, to put the eras and the kedushin together, mamish. And you make after with kriyas ksuba. I think I told you that's why if you're going to give a drasha under the chuppah, that's the best time to give the drasha. No, before after kriyas ksuba, between the eras and the nisuin, to make it somehow a greater hefsek. In Derek Agav, the next one is, ubirchas ala gefen, levorech al shneem le'achareyem, v'havi hefsek. Here, I both say, I must have made a mistake. I can say Taisi too. Once I had a double mistake. I didn't bring with me a Masada condition, coming from my school. Didn't bring with me any Siddur. I wanted a bencher. You know it's a bencher, right? The bencher always has Siddur condition. Well, the art school bencher does not have Siddur condition. First, I had to say the Baruch Hava Alpeh, I don't like to do, you know, a tape scratch, and then I put the little light on it. I said it, all right, that's what I said. But then when it came to the Baruch Hava under the chuppah, I didn't realize, I wasn't on top of the situation. So the first guy, instead of saying, Baruch, what did he say? Shahako Baro Lefroda, which was the first invention. Oh, Akumu, what do you do now? So I made a mistake. I thought that this is Mordechai was Ubirchas ala gefen b'varach al shneem lachareyem, but it meant that the Baruch Pri HaGefen is said at the end of the all the seven brachos, not only by the benching but even by the chuppah. It's not my mistake. There are other, I just found others who made the same mistake. I told him to push off the Baruch Pri HaGefen to the last brachos. Yeah, but once you did it at the beginning, they pushed to the end. Baron Schechter was there from Chaim Berlin, and he didn't get into me, he was very nice, but he told somebody else, he told me that he would have rather put in the Baruch HaGefen right then and there. So I looked it up, but I'm right, at least there's one sheet like this, it's a mistake. This is not the right shot for them. I found someone else's mistake. They also have personally quoted me, Simon Sanon Beis. The real pshat is acharei means ala gefen v'al pri HaGefen. That's what it means. What does it mean for our girlfriend is before, at the end of the seven girls? You can make an ala gefen after the birman is eaten, pick up the whole cup, and an ala gefen after the birman is nisuin. As opposed to, for example, the avocados and pesach, when you make one ala gefen for cup three and four, there's the hefsek, so you make two different ala gefen. That's what it means. That all wrong. I had a wrong use out in the word. You don't drink enough. Most Katanim will not drink the proper shia. The problem. Why don't they drink the proper shia? Well, right. I had it, there was a case. Two cases. A comrade of mine who knew what he was doing, he wanted him to tie him to get out the conditions. He made sure they had grape juice under the cooker. And he drank. I don't think he drank a shear of the first coat. Coat Eretz wasn't the Talmud, although he said he had two alagefen. But the coat of Suin, he actually made an alagefen. Mamash, after the chuppah was over, he said, Mamash chucked in there and made an alagefen. Somebody else I know, who was Gorham, I could sat down under the chuppah and make the alagefen. I sat down, and broke on the foot. Another time, I didn't know what he was doing. Didn't ask me. Drank the full coat. I found it. After fasting, it's a hot summer day in June. It's like a full pulse of wine for the Christmas Erusin. But the full pulse of wine, or the sheer Maria for Christmas is doing. And 5 minutes later, he fainted dead away. You worry, I didn't know why he fainted. I was really frightened. He fainted. I thought, I don't know why he fainted. He had two full cups of wine on an empty stomach on a hot June day, having fasted. And he passed his tank. Lucky it was a doctor there. He revived him. Fine. Baruch Hashem. But, You have to know what you're doing at a wedding. You can't just be there. You always ask. Don't do anything. Don't be a wise guy and do things differently than other people without asking first. You would have asked. I would have told them. You want to eat? You think they'll come? Fine. Go to Ventures. He thought of a starker. He is a starker. The guy's a starker. But he could be a starker. They pass the whole day. If it was a doing too long, and then your hot light shining on you, and you're tired, and you're hungry, and you're nervous, and you're still there. So it doesn't matter how stark you are. The bigger the luck, the... tell you, my story. Anyway, let's go back. Why is it that they... White wine to avoid stain, but that's still get you drunk. It was white wine. You get white dentures. Do they have it?
Yeah.
White dentures? No? Get white, whatever. Right there. I'm both saying, why did this come about? Why did this come about, this changing of the custom, how the Kedushin and the Suin together? Now the Gevaldige Sefer here, book, called Say the Kedushin and the Suin by Avraham Chaim Freiman. I told you about him? He has a whole has a whole piece about this Nakuda. When did it change and why did it change? That's right. What's the reason? So, Rabotai, Rashi is quoted by the Shiboli Aleket as giving the reason. People could not afford two meals. What a mundane reason. They couldn't afford a Sudas Eris and a Sudas Nisuin. Because of that, they put the Eris and the Nisuin together. Not only that, but they did it right before Shabbos. They did it right before Shabbos. So that the Suda was a Suda Shabbos. Everybody had a Suda Shabbos anyway, they can't see my problem. But the Suda just, after all the problems came up, all these terrible problems of weddings going into Shabbos, there are more. The famous story, the guy backed out, another story. The guy backed out in the last minute, he wouldn't go to the wedding until they promised him more money. And he said, I'm not going to, and then he ordered the negotiations, ran into Shabbos. And if I'm meeting, I don't care, I'm not going to, but Ramon is a static Kedushin on Shabbos. Quoted in the girl for Ramon, the Chilas Ramon, he got killed for it, they wanted to run him out of town. Yes, that's right. Even if Ramon's great as he was, and he said, I don't care, save a Jewish woman from Busha and Igun, I'm willing to stick my neck out and do it, and don't get it off of the mission of the Chorah. You know how to do Kedushin on Shabbos? What a quarter of this crazy thing. So they used to have their weddings on Friday afternoon for the students to save money. For the students to do it on Friday afternoon, the evening meal was the best meal of the week. How you do it? So they were in a negotiation with Rabbi Shap. Oh, that was the original custom. There was another alternate custom about that. One second. They also had a minute of, you have to have a headset. What's outrageous? Because out of a year, you're making it to a minute. So they had another custom we saw in the Shiboli Aleket. In the Shiboli Giborah. They did the Kiddushin on Friday and the Suin on Masoi Shabbos. Because the Shabbos itself would be a headset. I guess the wedding meal was the Eris meal. And I guess the Lava Malachi, which is also a strip of fancy, was the Suin meal. That's a different kind of a minig, but it was also based on similar considerations. And I get the impression on both sides from the Shiboli Aleket Teled Bay Siman Nun Tes, as quoted here, that the minig was that the ksuba was filled out before the Erisim. You write the Erisim was the eighth Eris, right before dawn, after a Maisha with Ramo, and the ksuba, you get the impression, was filled out before, against her mercy. Sorry, the Mashmol. I was getting a Shiboli, I couldn't find it in the shelf. Other base never happened. Can we bring a Shiboli Aleket? Just bring it. Teled Bay Siman Nun Tes. Now, other reasons are given for this custom of putting the traditional stuff together. One was to prevent Igun. Why Igun? Came the crusade. They often take people away. The other people are coming back. Right? Just imagine with an Erisim. The husband and wife were not living together. Right? So he's in his house, she's in her house, and the crusade take away his house. Now she's up high, dry, doesn't know where he is, where his family is, nothing. Terrible case of Iguna. Was if they're living together, less chance. It's still happening, take him away and leave her, but less chance of it happening. That's because of the crusades, they destroy you out of the country and they would kill you. It was a bison behind them. That's another reason. And another reason was to prevent immorality. Let's not be foolish here. Your child was not born yesterday. Am I right? Wasn't born yesterday. What happened? Even in high school age, Yetzirah would start. Kavakoma, whatever. Stop Yetzirah. They were afraid that the woman would take a ring from her betrothed. And in those days, they were arranged marriage. There was no love law. She didn't have another guy. So she'd be betrothed to Reuben for a year. You know, she met Shimon. Shimon. Bulldog and handsome. Next thing you know, you have adultery, mamzerus. To prevent that from happening, they have the Eris and the Shimon at exactly the same time. Now, one second. But there is a interesting thing, another possibility that they used to have, we call Kibbutzei Kanas. You know, a man could marry off his daughter when she's three. Right? But even less, if she's one, if it was one day. Sure. Malakana, maybe a girl, yeah, Malakana, she was married to a Kanas. And then Eloy, 13. Right? So he married her to me. And in another few years, when she reached the ripe old age of 10, he'll be in it. And it'll be 23, or she's already, so then we'll go do more than the formalization. So that was a common institution, so they couldn't have the heirs in the school together. You want to marry her up and move in with them at the age of one day. She's going to babysit. So when that stopped happening, they were able to then put the two heirs in the school in together. And finally, there's another reason why they put it together for another. Following reason. There were those who claimed that they irresponsible men, unscrupulous, wicked men, con artists, who would claim that they married a girl. Why do they make some money? They put up and say, oh, my girl just married Sloane. Sloane being a naive girl, wouldn't know how to fight back. And then they say, oh, but she never, what are you talking about? What do you mean I married her? And they'd be back and forth, like crushes. And then they say, well, look, I did it get fine. $200,000. So yeah, these terrible stories, what they call Kibushe Seise. They do Kibushin in private, no one's looking. And there was a hell of a denial, they said, make two ages, what two ages, they make up stories. And if that doesn't happen, they require the heirs to do it together. So the two have to be public, and no one will scatter claims later, they gave a Kibushin, won't be believed anymore, because if we know the one together wasn't the suit. There's another fifth reason, a fourth reason to put the two together. So tomorrow, we're going to discuss this very question. What other things were done, measures to prevent the Kiddushin Seisa? One of them was, Afi'inu Rabbanan L'Kiddushin Mineh. When they made a sakana. If you don't marry in front of 10 people, in front of the rabbi, in front of the Beis Din, it's no marriage. Does the rabbi have the right to do that or not? Tune in for tomorrow's year. That's how this is civil marriages and marriage without P'nai. It'll be very elaborative next year. Okay?
The next shear is missing. There's no tape.
At the shear on Thursday, we were speaking about the power of the of Rabbanim, the living after the Chasimah Talmud, to eliminate Kiddushin by the principle of Hefter, Bez, and Hefter. The first time we saw in the Gemara of the Sefer Sugos, of course, back on Avgimel, so the Gemara of Shekel, a very funny case of Snuas and Prusas and Onas Begitten, but the Gemara says called the Mekadesh, that out of the Rabbana Mekadesh, the Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. We felt that the Ramah, let's go slowly, the Ramah in Evan HaEzer, in Simon Kofter, discusses this question. Simon Chav Ches, the Eve, Chav Aleph, I believe it was. And he says that nowadays we don't have the power to do so. Why not? Many say we do have the power to do so. We're ready for the Shilta Giborin about that. The Shilta Giborin claims that it's not, everyone agrees it works. But who's the source of the Ramah? It's Chazan, no. The source of the Ramah is the Ma'arik. But we read the Shilta Giborin of Baba Basra, says it's not true. The Ma'arik only said it. The Chazal make a, the Rabbanah make a Takon Estam. The one may not marry. Circumstance, then this does not render the Kiddushin to be null and void. Okay. But does not say anywhere that the that the Chazal don't have the power to save the Pharisees to be known as Lord. So there was no Machlokes between the Ma'arik and the Rajah. That's what the Shulta Gibbon tried to explain. But the Ramah was against him. Ramah says, no, we don't have the power. Why shouldn't we have the power to save Hefker? That's why I showed you the Mordechai in the Mavastra. So there's some claim that since Chassima Satama, we cannot have Hefker but Hefker. Why not? What do they have which we don't have? One simple thing they have. Unity. They got together. They're the best of Rav Ami of Ravasi, or the Ravina of Ravashi, or many of the Gedolim that they were accepted by everybody. So therefore they could make a Hefker Bez Nefka Takana for everybody. But today, we don't have that kind of unanimity. That's a question. Whether in a particular community, maybe there is unanimity. Unanimity in the whole world, I'm afraid, till Mashiach comes, we won't have. When it comes, I don't know. But it could be that in one town, in one city, there's the unanimity in accepting the best. Maybe they can't make a Hefker Bez and Hefker. Maybe in that town, maybe they would have the power of the Kedushin to be Mafka the entire Kedushin. That's the question. But, say, no, there's only one guy in town that won't want it. That's how it is in this world. There's only one guy. We don't have that kind of acceptance that they have. Presumably that's the reason why we cannot apply the principle of Hefker Bez and Hefker. And I'm sorry. Apparently in those days, they had the time of the Gemara, there was a Bezin, and they all got both got together, and everybody accepted it. And the one by the both of this, but there was a bottle of a vuzzle because it's all the Rabbanim. Say all the Rabbanim can't get together, maybe a bottle of both has a bottle for the Rabbanim to Rabbi X. Maybe. The Pitzke Chuvin is key, tells you, look in Chuvin, some surface in Kufset, and Kufset, and say what it says there. I looked it up. That's what I'm told, because it's more or less this idea. Can I have to bend that to the plan of death? And he says to the rabbi from Trieste, do you want to look it up where that is? But it was a Zeres HaMalchus. Zeres HaMalchus, where they said that all things are now in the hands of the state. The state can do whatever it pleases in terms of marriage and divorce. So they wrote a letter to the Chassam Sefer, what do we do? What do we do? Let's see if it's found it. It's only different things happen. It's the whole book of these kind of things, these kind of changes which took place. So, here, Trieste. No? Let's see what Trieste is. Talk about it. It is in... No, it's either Austria or Mizrach Europa, it says here. Not in the... I thought it was... Where is it? Whatever it is. It was here 1804. Austria, in Austria, apparently. Kokan is still in our Austria. So the king of Austria said that a new rule should apply, that Git and Kiddush and everything should be under the Kodesh, right? The law of the Austrian community, the Austrian empire. Okay? So now what do they do about Git and the Kiddush? What are we going to do? The government will say they're no longer married. What should we do? He writes the question to the Golan, can we make some kind of a rule that if the government says that they're not married, they're not married? I'll make our skin on the Kibushim then. That's what the Rav, yes, the Rav, there's the Halevi, asked to the Gedolim. The two Gedolim of Sparta agreed with him. Who are they? One, Rakhai Mustafa, author of Chaim Bechetzer, and the Chidon. Lo and behold, the Chidor, the famous Chidor. Right, one of the greatest Gedolim that we know from the Stormy Road, the Chidor. Now, the Chassam Sofer disagrees. Two children. One in 1804 in Elul, and one in 1805. Two different children were written about this child from Strasbourg. And from Pressburg to Triac,
And he says, it can't work, doesn't work. You can't take Hashkoach Kiddusha. Why not? Why not? Because of a variety of reasons. Quotes the Ramah, quotes other sources, you can't do it. And then he says, even if you'll say it, it won't work for Kiddusha from this beer. He says, that's a cutoff, no matter how you say it. Whether you rely on the general Hashkoach, or whether you rely on what the Rashbah told to the women of his town, to make a neder, offering any hanor from any money which is given to them in the Kiddushin, right? Which is not according to the whim of the government, in that case it's according to the whim of the father. That's just a side point. It's not going to work anyway. He has to do rak takonat chatoin in gam boa de Kiddushin, lo moil tikun adoras hanor, v'lam gam lo tikun adoras Kiddushin. Why? The lo shayat the takonat akihilos kol mekadesh at avid rabbanon mekadesh v'shavye v'hiloso nus. That will not apply. Even if Haskim doesn't have to, would apply nowadays. Now they made it be a smooth. So I asked the Kasha, Gaval, but he's not going to have be the same Kiddushin. He's going to rely on what? On the ring he gave to the girl. He gave the girl a ring. And now he's living with her, thinking that he's married her with the ring. Now, the government will say that this is a wedding, it's not a wedding, whatever they're going to say now or later. So why should we assume that he's going to be bald of same kedusha? We should assume that the Gemara is going to say the parish of Kubis that I am Gimel and I am Dalit, that he relies on the previous kedusha. So I couldn't understand it. So I looked again at Chassam Sofer in small print. You know, it took me a long time to read through the most of the tshuva. He discusses this himself in Simon Kuf Tet, and he says as follows: "Quote the Torah of Levadai." It's almost sure that this guy knows that the first Kiddushin is no Kiddushin. Why? Because the government said it's no good, and he knows to London. He knows the Chazal has the power to make it dependent upon the government. Which many don't hold from. He knows this guy knows from the Torah of Adai, and he's definitely bold of Shem Kiddush. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes to Simon Kuf Tet. That's a big Kiddush tonight. I don't know. I don't understand what he says to me. I don't understand. The quote over here, a Rabbi Blythe. No one to do with his life from our issue. With Vardisha, spelled his name with a Ches at the end, but in this paper, it's close to four pages from the Rabbi Chaim Blythe, who was what a 14-page sutra for the conscious choir in Palestine. Where is Palestine? Hold on a second. Algeria, apparently. Algeria. So he had the whole 14-page sutra for close to 8 points of Rabbi Chaim Blythe. He wrote to various other Rome in Algiers, and a part of the Chachma Yerushalayim agreed. But believe it or not, they call him Rabbi Chaim Al Blythe. You know that the Al is a Aleph Lamed, is a introduction to many Arab names. You know that Al Fati. There's no greater famous than that. The Rif. This is an owl passage, right? It's today they have the owl, so, huh? Many Arabs go with the name with owl first. He was named Al Blythe. So, but the thing is, the Tachma Yerushalayim agree with him only halfway. They agree with him only to Kiddushe Kesef, but not to Kiddushe Bia. Either Rabbi Blythe had said, doesn't make a difference, he belongs in the first Kiddushin. They didn't agree with that. Then they didn't agree with us. So, here my major yisod is based upon Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe, we have to see the Gemara. We haven't opened the Gemara that you spent so much time on. If I give him, well, let's take a look at it together. Then we'll see Rav Moshe as a Kiddush. Itmar, Kitcha, Tnai, Bekinsa, Stam. Rabba, Matricha, Menuget, Shmulam, Enatricha, Menuget. What happened? Put a ring on a finger, I'll marry you on the condition that, whatever it may be, the condition that you give me $1 million tomorrow, the condition that I don't find a prettier blonde in the next 5 years. I don't know what he says. That ain't condition anyway, he makes the condition. A man can make any crazy condition he wants. Okay? The kinsa stop. So under the chuppa, it says nothing. Kinsa the pasha means chuppa. We'll talk to the details later. And it says nothing. Under the chuppa, they say, oh, it's a chuppa given, and it's a shenabrach, it's not, it might be. And nothing, says, doesn't say a word about this condition. Rava matricha menu get. Shmula matricha menu get. Let's be even more prosaic. A kitchal tonight, the Rashi is going to tell us in the Mishnah. Amanash ain't allowed in the door. He marries the woman, Kedushin, betrothed on the condition she has no in the door. This one and a woman who has an adronis, she takes the door. Then if it is his son, he says nothing. If my cloak is rather smooth, you're probably getting out. I'm not buying. Lo tame a time of the rab. Tame a chikin to stop. Achule achule snoi. But it's mochel the snai. Rashi lo tame a. Kasova rab achule achule snoi. Uksuva boy the mace of lo. Imagasha. You have to give her a ksuva because he forgave this, the condition of the dharma entirely. No. El atar of the rab the fee. She'ein odom osa biloso bilas nus. Very important principle. Very important. From two places in Shasta. Here, Yevamis, and in Gittin. Rashi. At the time of the rabbin is get the Kosova. Ein odom osa biloso bilas nus. Uboa al Hashem Gushin. Forget teenage. No, I don't understand. And then the chuppah is gorish. It was beer. And the beer was in Dara al Hashem Gushin. That's one after a relationship is called nus. Vafilu yimtzal enedorim. Avalinya mamona. Fitzanoi koi. Shim yimtzal enedorim. Teitib alok suba. No, he never forgave anything as far as the original condition. He fixed the condition. Only thing is, he doesn't want to be as mook. He's bolish in condition anyway. Shouldn't be on the east of the heta plane. He'd much rather have the marriage effective no matter what than have to worry about znus, chalila. Znus being here, we'll call it non-marital relations. He doesn't want that. So therefore, we say over here that he's going to have the kedushin, the dealership kedushin no matter what. But as far as the money, if she's going to fool him and have another, and if she's coming to a divorce, he's not going to give the ksuba. He never forgave the condition entirely. He just said, listen, I have a condition, and monetarily I still maintain the condition, but in matters of law, if he said, I have that, I'm willing to forgo the condition. Very strange. Sure, I can play both ends in the middle. No, sure, maybe you're wrong, mister. You want to marry her unconditionally or not? No, well, depends. For east of the head, yes. The money, no. That's how Rob says. A very interesting one. Here's the basic you thought of ain't other also be lost or be less good. What it says, it's an old story. That's what they're fighting about. Rob and Shmuel over here, it's an old story. What happened? The Yidma. Tana Shlomi and Avi Gila, Omda Menitis, somebody else. Rav Amar, Ein, Tricha, get me Shani. Why not? Simple from Rashi. The Chigadla Baal El Hashem Kiddushin. The Yodehu She'ein Kiddushin Ktanakum. It is the first time we attribute knowledge to an individual. In the Sukkot. We assume that the guy's alarmed enough to know that before she turns 12, that it is not really Kiddushin when that's made her idea. So therefore, his first beer. You imagine have a big bat mitzvah party for her, for his wife for 3 years. Big bite for the party, and then the next beer after that, oh, it's not some beer. This is a beer of Hashem Kiddushin, because I know that until now, you were under the age of 12, and it was not really a proper Kiddushin, all right. That's what the guy knows. The rabbit attributes a lot of knowledge to the average teenager. And how old is his husband is. Yeah? Right, that's what Chassam Sofer says. The same as a teenager knows that the Kedusha with a Tan is no good. The average Triestian knows that his marriage is no good because the Archduke of Austria said it was no good. Yes. That's ridiculous. He's already married her for 20 years. That means he has a Kedusha. No one thinks in case, either. No one cares. He already married her 20 years ago. Huh? Heavy beer. So there's nothing else. Put a message on there, down there on the tape. Remember, she was dying, you know. Ah, married for 12. Ain't nothing after, keep in mind. But the president about Mr. Pauline says, I want to explain to you, look up if you look at the stupid I'm given. Fired. What's that one? Yeah, the, since they both, presumably they both know. He knows it, and she knows. No, no, me, no, me. Sorry, she loved me a little. And the Shani, she's still married to the first. The second guy is over in adultery. And she is. What she thought, but she's over in East Asian district, all right? She's a mom. With Shmuel on my ass. They're not married, they're not, yeah. With Shmuel on my ass, Tricha, get me shiny. Say my clothes all over again. What's it, Tricha? See it, Babahi, Bahi, come around, and she's a lecker snore. Babosa. There's no snai. Rashi's a cold, Yodin, she ain't the master kind of clue. The Gomar of all the Shem Kiddushin. Hava, Bahadi, because no, I'm a mother of the Shmuel, he's not my father tonight. And he's not called the Shem Kiddushin. He's just afraid of his mother of the Shem Kiddushin. He'll have to give her a Ksubi Moshi has an edit. He doesn't want to do that. He's my Bahad, come my Shmuel. Hava, Bahad, I'm a mother of the Rav. Shriko, Rashi, Bahad, come my Shmuel, the came and asked me at tonight, so much the end of the puppets are not running. But in the case of the Tani, you know that there's two separate childish are separable. Separable. Fine. That's what it says over here. Okay. Toast. At the time of the Rav, I see SVG's one or two. What? Hello, is one of the list? At the time of the Rav, should the Aina, the multiple of the Vila, so Sarah LaForish, should Machmas Kaf, the Sky, and the Kaddish be Vila. Dim the Forest, and the Bobby, the Vila, so. Will the fifth of Mokal at night, the Kalati, which I kept that, I said, I'm going to start off by saying, okay, my prayer for Yitzhak, what part of Zimna? That's the Mekudesh of the Fish of Bolas and Kedushin. Welcome, Mekudesh, and Akos Kedushin, where we're showing, is that the same thing? You see, it's a total, it's a shot clear, it's a gift, that it's not the shot, it's Mokal, it's not, and therefore the Kedushin kept it for us. No, the Kedushin be it. Sure. You're near it. They'll arrive. Here's a big Kedushin total. I feel a kitchen at night. The Kinsa Alpha, what's the Kinsa? Under the chuppah he screams, hey, this is two and second place on the protest, only in the condition that there's no Nidarim. That's such a big deal. Oh, a little ball, Shvicha get? Doesn't make a difference, you're still going to require a get. No matter what you say, the Kedusha, you take the Nisuin. How do you know? Oh, good question. Be the Maksha, the Rabba, the Kamon, the Ahid, or any ball, I am an Asmuk, a little city tomorrow. Mashmidi have a pligi betol isha achas v'tisu. Have a nichol of a pligi betol to the Rav Shmuel. Have a pisha hitzna v'shas v'ilo. V'lo ov hitzna as isra kiddushin. Ela mishum what? Ela mishum ksuba. What's that last line saying, folks? What's the right? Let's see the Gemara and then we'll come back. I'm making a shliach to remind me to come back to the Tol Tosh to see the Gemara. Because David has a good question. Is Tol saying it only in the case we made a tznai v'shas v'tisu? Well, he said, isn't that a snipe of shot? Be it as one battalion. Can you tell from the Tulsus? That's what you do tomorrow. He makes it tonight. We shot the eye. So the norm is asking, but what if the tonight is not fulfilled? There's going to be a no situation. That's your answer. That's the flow. Right to the norm. Now. Kinsa Stam, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah right over here in the fine days of the day. Kinsa Stam, and into all that, and Zorim, Taita Shalob is Tuba. Tuba, who's the Lord Boya? A Gita Boya. But it gets you do need. My love, Kitchal Snai, the Kinsa Stam. It's Rashi, the Sefer Eshakar, and that's Rashi in the page. What did it say in the Mishnah? This is the Mishnah for a minute. I'm the Kaddish, the Ishal, from Mona Hashem, and Zorim. But into all that, and Zorim, ain't a bit to that. Fine. Kinsa Stam, this is on the Zorim, and it's over Tuba. Only Kitzesach. The Pasuk Shad is the Kitzesach refers to the first line, namely, the Kaddish of Nai, and then Kitzesach. So Rashi says, the Kama Ksuba Uzul Aboya, the Yin Maman Elo Achlas Nai, Abel Gitz Aboya, the Lashem Kiddushin Boya, the Mashkachan Flan Adar, Bel Tevi, Lof, the Vilas, Lus, the Karak. So Hanaf from the Mishnah like Rav, the Tzuf, the Shmuel, the Shmuel now is on the ropes, what's Shmuel going to do? That's his love. Kitchestam, the Kitchestam. No, you got it all wrong. Rashi says, well, Kitchestam, the Wilson Abin Afi, that has nothing to do with the ratio of the Mishnah. Well, the Kamala Torah, Mishnah, get Mishnah, so we'll see later on. More expect this now, top line. Abu Kitchas, now the Kitchestam. Hafi Namid Lo Boya Gita, Gita, if you talk about it again, we're assuming Alex Shmuel. Added Tanya Makadish, the Isha Manash, and then the Dorm, this on the Dorm. And the Mekudeshes, which is a Kiddush, which is a bigger Kiddush. This the Kintasam, B'nim Tzul and Adorim, and the Mekudeshes. The Toshkein Ha, play a bigger Kiddush. What's up in Amis, what's up in Amis? A Mekadesh, and Isha, and Nash, and the Adorim, the Kintasam, B'nim Tzul and Adorim, and the Mekudeshes. What's up in Amis? Kitchasam, the Kintasam, takes the love of Tzubu. Tzubu, the love of Yahweh, give the Bible. In other words, in that kind of case, he never made any condition. He didn't make any condition for the marriage, it's going to be definitely a good marriage. And even though there was a nether, and the nether is a ground for divorce, yes, ground for divorce it is, but it's not ground to undo the entire marriage. Big difference. This is what is called ground for divorce. There's a much higher threshold to pass in order to say the ground to say the whole marriage is nullified from the beginning. They require a much higher threshold. Because I said ground for the divorce. Her fault. The rule is still based that her fault is not Tzubu. His fault. Every garret is supposed to be his fault. She's a benedict. But it's always considered as a divorce. The average man does not want a wife who's an adronis. That's the assumption. But she was an adronis, so she loses the Tzubu. I want to say again one more time. The average divorce is assumed to be the man's fault for an obvious reason. The man divorces the woman. It's quote fault. Unless it's specific grounds to assume that it's her fault, in which case it loses the silver. Such as Neder, such as Avera Kaldas, Nius, the whole thing we'll see on that line base, not for now. That's what the Gemara says. So far, so good. Very nice. So far, so good. Write the Gemara. My Ksuba Lo Boya, Domal Yashvin, Ishan Adronis. The Yahki get Nabalti Boya? After all, as we say, it's for the same reason to make a Kedusha Tov. Look, Amar Abel, Shri Tagabit of Rehem. Taka to Rabbon. Number of Kisra, Shri Tagabit of Rehem. So what? Married what? Despite the fact of what? She has a Dorum. Based on what? An original ring, no? Because he's not Maxi. He's not Maxi. Fine. Omar Abba, Machlokas Bitzol Shteinosh, Abba Bitzol Shachat Ibar Kolen Shicham Melech. What do you mean Shteinosh?
Shach the Chaviva Alev. It's not Matzah. And Shmuel says, came in the Goli Goli. But the Torah is a Shach. Even Rav agrees that dietary exercise she would not require a guest. Only in this unusual case, we made a sniper one or the other, we can assume that he would have married no matter what. Very unusual case. In low shet no kayam lo haisan is the chuppah. Look, she's also from Yidina. Would she have beer with me, knowing full well there's a neder on her head and there's going to be a what? A bias nuz. So ain't adam, a woman is also an adam. Ain't adam, man or woman also be left a bias nuz. So obviously, if she's willing to live with me and she knows my condition, obviously there's no nedarim. She's relying on her. Again, the parah of Mishavah Pruta is the Kaddish, he's Boral Hashem Kiddushim. When it comes to tonight, it's not Boral Hashem Kiddushim. He's guaranteed in his mind that if they really are on the dorm, so then in which case the ring works. That's the distinction between the two cases. What? That's the Gemara says. What? That's the Gemara. I lost the flame. Parah of Mishavah Pruta, Magic Atanila. What does it say in the Brisa? Kitcha b'tov. Ooh. Toros mishava puta. The two separate cases that say Toros must be the Tanak Nadarim. Must be not. Rushka mefarsh. Kitcha b'tov. Ketas.
Then what? No? Then we say that this machlokes exists in the Tanoim. But it's not referring to a case of it's referring only to Paul Rabbi Shavuot. But Dan, Tanai, Yitzhakas, everyone agrees they're not married. Fine. No, it says, the Mike of Michigan. Mar, Sober, Oden, Yodea, Sein, Kedushim, is told from the Kavod of Puta, but Gomar, Abolish, and Kedushim. Umar, Sober, and Oden, Yodea, Sein, Kedushim, Dolos, Bolos, and Puta, to think of Boa, and other Kedushim, and Shonen, Boa, Flor. You see clearly there's a concept of living a Bia based on a previous Mice and Kedushim. So before I go back to the Gemara, Rav Moshe is a very interesting result. I think it's very important. Rav Moshe and Simon, I and Zion, and Kerek Aleph. He says like this. He's referring to a case of reform Kiddush. One of the most common questions, and one of the most important talking in America. Seriously, without any exaggeration. One of the most important talking in American history. This type of emotion, others will agree with it. There's a reform wedding. What happens before is not too good. So you have thousands of Gabi Hatha Chaviva Alev. And that matter, and Shmuel says, came in the Goli Goli. But the Torah is a Shachat. Even Rav agreed that Dayate Atzmah, she would not require a guest. Only in this unusual case, we made a sniper one or the other, we can assume that he would have married no matter what. Very unusual case. That's a Rav explained. Omer Abayva, Masdis, the Torah is a Shachat, he become a Shvin and Tiyufta, Mine. The mission that this one is Torah Shachat. When it's still asking Akashi, if he is totally wrong, if Akashi asks again, Rabba. Elliot Malkin, I see the bracket? Let's say it's the following. Omer Rabba, Machlok is the Torah Shachat, Akas, Kain, Stein, Noshim. I will be Torah Shachat, Akas, Great the Torah, so you've got to call in a tree for a minute again. What's the aim, stay in us, as the Rashi said? Kids are from having years from in the area since the father of the kids of Sam. Unbelievable. Wow, it's a real talk about roller coaster. Right? He married her with my. He divorced herself from the area. And he married her against Sam. Perhaps says you require a get. Why? Why? Because Sam, that was not like a different woman. And Shmuel says, no, as he said at the beginning, the first round, if you will. He doesn't want another run, so this is the same thing I have right now. What a remarkable situation. I will start to say, I have greater talk. That's a straight, normal, average, regular case. If I call it a tzvich, I'm going to get, if you assume that he did not have a mind to marry her, if he has the door. Hey, it's where I buy it. Here's the price. Kitcha b'tot, who prophets me shava puta, the thing cotton she keeps, Afisha Sala Sablonos, the Achabinkan, which is called Sablonos, is a gift. Eina Mikudesha. Why? Shemacha Kiddushin Arishonim Shola. He gave the extra gift because of the original, it's a long and original Kiddushin, he means to marry with this gift. The Im Balu Konu. But if there's a B afterwards, subsequently, then there's a Kenyan Kiddushin. Of the Shurman, the Udrishin of the Shmolamai, and Balu Lo Konu. Shemacha Lo Konu. Shemacha Lo Konu. Shemacha So Apa Vital Isha Ahati Upligi. Upligi? So they're having a Mamasha Machlok, that's in the same shadow. Am I allowed to call it the Dorim, Rashi? Shahisna Ima Amanash ain't a land of Dorim. The Asu, he pulled him. Shahayo land of Dorim. The hand of movement will call Tanashi Asna the Kamatana Kama. In Boalu Kamu, Alma Ika the Mandela, the Fila Batanai will boil Inish Adada the Snow. The Masik Adayte similarly in the time will have a Bila Snus, he's scared of Bila Snus, he's in his knife and his beer, which is absolutely true. He closed the Machlokas, even though Isha Akas done it. It's against what Rabbah said. I think you're wrong. The wrong shot in the Gemara. You're saying it's going to be a part of the Dorian. No. Lo. Kol Pachos Mishava Kuta. Pachos Mishava Kuta. Rashi. The Tal Bekidush is the Tal from the Kash and the Kash. But Allah come and ball of Kano, doesn't know they are. Shame Kiddush the Prophet of Shabbat Kuzma. The Gomar of Bola Shem Kiddush. I was involved. Now I don't ask that I didn't involve Shem Kiddush. Shem Somet Aleha in Lo Shet Noa Kayim Lo Haisa Nisli Lechupa. Look, she's also from Yidina. Would she have beer with me knowing full well there's a neder on her head and there's going to be a wash, a B.S. Nuz? So ain't other, a woman is also another. Ain't other man or woman also be loved to be loved to know. So obviously, if she's willing to live with me and she knows my condition, obviously they know the dharma, she's relying on her. Again, the Torah Mishav Kuta is the Kaddish, he's Boral Hashem Kiddushin. When it comes to tonight, it's not Boral Hashem Kiddushin. He's guaranteed in his mind that they really are the Dharm, so then in which case the ring works. That's the distinction between the two cases. What? What's the Gemara say? What? That's the Gemara, I lost the place. Oh, Torah Mishav Kuta, Bajak Atanila. What does it say in the Brisa? Kitcha b'tov, ooh, Torah Mishav Kuta. The two separate cases that say Torah Mishav Kuta, something like the Dorim. The one says no. Rushka Mepharash. kitchen betol ketas, but the kitchen betol and shemet puta. Then what? No. Then we say that this machlokes exists in the Tanoim. But it's not referring to a case of it's referring only to Pelham of the Shavuot. But Tzam, Tznai, Yitzhakas, everyone agrees they're not married. Fine. No, it says, the Mike of Michigan. Mar, Sover, Odin, Yodea, Tzain, Kedushim, Yitzhakas, the Pelham of the Shavuot. But Gomar, Abol, Tzain, Kedushim. Umar, Sover, and Odin, Yodea, Tzain, Kedushim, 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 Flow. You see clearly there's a concept of living a bia based on a previous Maisa Kiddush. So before I go back to the Gemara, Rav Moshe is a very interesting result. I think it's very important. Rav Moshe and Simon, I and Zion, and Kerak Aleph. He says like this. He's referring to a case of reform Kiddush. One of the most common questions. And one of the most important talking in America. Seriously, without any exaggeration. One of the most important talking in American history. This talk of emotion, others will agree with it. With a reform wedding, what happens, reform is not forgiven. So you have thousands of women who are married reform and divorced reform. Divorce reform means a civil divorce. If you consider the reform ceremony to be Kiddushin, what four-letter word says with the face over and over and over and over again. Mem, Mem, Zion, Reish. It's a real, real, real disaster. The Moshe Paskin, the reform wedding is, generally speaking, with these two in detail, no wedding. No wedding. Why is no wedding? Primarily, there's no wedding because question is true or not, but if you can ascertain that there were no kosher agents by the wedding ceremony, so we know that Kedushin without Adam is nothing. So Rav Moshe was known in his lifetime, the Baron of the Baruch was known to send out spies to check out the guest list of many weddings, to check out to make sure there was no formidism there. There were many, many cases where there was absolutely not one single Shema Shabbos in the entire place. What? Fine. If there were, you have a problem. If there were two kosher agents in the wedding hall, if they saw the giving of the ring, all that word coming at you. Men, men, dying, race. Well, there are witnesses of the reform. I know it's. I know they haven't been in a reform wedding. Conservative. Whatever. Apparently, these weddings may be similar to a civil wedding, like in the movies or something like that. Which way do they face? They face the people, right? They face the priest. Hold on a second. Oh, yeah? I don't know. So then if they turn to each other, and there's no one behind them, then they're in full view of everybody in the wedding hall. It's bad news. They do it that way. Much better if they did, Sheevish, there's no one to see. But then only people can see are the two in the front. The two in the front are very often no good. And I read it in many cases where the reform rabbi makes the brother of the bride and the brother of the groom should be the two witnesses. I mean, after all, it's a kibbutz. Boch Hashem. That he makes these people the Adam, and that makes the wedding no wedding. And terrific. Like a giant. There were five Bukharim die all over the place. Yeah, well, That's true. That, and in the 1990s, you're right. I think in the 1940s and 50s, when it was a matter of morality, even Ozzy and Harriet, that I think had been informed you can assume what the family was like. That's a problem. That's a major problem. There's a whole tumult. There's a whole tumult in an art magazine called the Jewish Observer, I believe, where I believe it was there, somewhere, I may think it was there, from David Cohen, Zvulyavos of Brooklyn, wrote a letter, if I'm not mistaken, where he says this problem of, you know, reform, lack of getting a guest, and non-frum, etc., is partly the fault of the Orthodox rabbonim. You feel like a motion that a reform ceremony is no good, but when a couple who's not observant approaches the rabbi and wants him to marry them, he should say, just say no. You're not doing anybody any favors by marrying him. You think, you know, there's a favor to marry them, but these marriages are supposed to be a girl. But David Cohen suggested a radical proposal. Don't do it. I got a reform. Great. I don't want to be married. Great. It's better to have 10,000 quote couples living together without the benefit of marriage than have one, without the divorce rate is not 50%, than have 5,000 adultery situations. Mamzeri situation. So we're a rabbi, I think his opus, you know, so he wrote a scathing letter against the Dublin. How could you say such a thing? We are rabbis working in the field out down south and all over, you know, out of Brooklyn. And we had to deal all the time with non-observant couples. We told them we shouldn't let them marry. Shouldn't marry. What are you kidding me? Whoa, what in the whole time? So David wrote back, well, Rabbi, I see how hard you work with the couples and have a relationship with you. Undoubtedly, they get divorced and come to you for a guest. I wasn't referring to that kind of a case. I'm only referring to a case of a shotgun wedding or some kind of thing. A guy walks up with the rabbi, marry me off, comes up, 1, 2, 3, and you're Orthodox. Then the rabbi says, say no. You want to come learn with me for a year? It's like a geirus. So come learn with me for a year. And I'll teach you what marriage is, and the consequences should be divorced. I'll convince you that you have to go get a guest. We'll have a discussion. I'll see if you're sincere, you're not faking. Then, take a look, please. This is super. It's in the membrane. Please. This person, you're out. I had this case once here, right next to you. Fascinating story goes back 20-something years. Unbelievable story. Let's just say this is true. Ever have a shiur? Bam. Mem Beis, the son Yudal. It is page Zion. Page Zion. That's where we're reading. Did I see it? Yeah, but we're going to wear page Zion. Here we go. It's about the 10th line on page 39 of Tiffany Chuvas. But for Ayin, Chuvas Hassan Sofer. Everyone see the place?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9,
not there. Ayin Chuvas, everyone see the place? No. Don't have a Chuvas, all right? All right. It's off this side. Oh, yeah? Yeah, but I tell you, Ben Barnes is still from elsewhere. You have to get it. You have to have it.
That's yeah.
You have to have a Shulchan Aruch as a ticket of admission here. Speaking of tickets of admission, there's some who haven't been admitted yet today. What's the way of them to come? Huh? Sunday is a regular day of Yeshiva. I'm preaching the committee. There's too many Tanimim out here today. You don't believe in Shabbos Sheni for Golius. Right? I mean, there's no reason why everyone should be and be on time. I gave till 10 o'clock to be evident. But there are these tentacles that said, well, I don't know how to get a minion at 10 o'clock in Montana. I don't know. It's hard to get it without a car. But it should have come last night. You come up to shop. You got a car, because there are other ways to get it without a car. Whatever it may be, there are ways to get it. Where do you live? You live in MTA bus? You're here, I'm not compared to you, you're here, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, not out of 9 or out of 10, whatever it may be. But I just have to make a comment that from my tickets of the mission in the Shulchan Aruch, what the lady used to say, if you don't come on Sunday, don't come on Monday, whatever, if you don't come on Saturday, don't come on Monday, whatever they used to say, I'm not saying that Chas V'Shalom. But I think that we should make a chizuk, that people should come on Sunday. It's very important that we should make an extra. Yeah, we should make a concerted effort in the year. I'm telling you now in advance, next week is a president something or other. Right? And the MK bus won't even run. You have to be here at 9 o'clock. Sunday morning, president or no president. I don't care about president. Right? Yeah? Very important. You have to be here. Right. Well, they go to these places, which are very, very far from these, but they're so close to, for example. Everybody, Shabbos at all. Everybody in the crowd is not at the wedding, and there's no Shabbos Shabbos. It's possible. They're getting married now, as we speak. We're not going now right at 7:15 in Israel tonight. There must be a marriage going on somewhere. So let's say in some area, some kibbutz, everybody is not religious. Perfect. He's 23, she's 22. They don't know, but they've seen statistics that make for them, now in those areas, they know that they don't conduct themselves to God. Well, we'll discuss that soon. So they pass on the Kiddushin. Oh, hold on. Oh, slowly. The Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva, the main point that it's no good is, and there's no Aden. I'll say, I know we're going to tell me right away. Hakar Moshe writes in Simon Ayin Zion. We tell the guy, and there's no Aden with the Tosha. What do you mean? Every one of them is a Russian Marusha, a bum, a Marisa Malamalamik? No. Most know what? Kinoch Shanishva. Yes, there is a Moshe in the Shri Tosha. Moshe writes, 5 minutes later, it's Simon Pei Bei, Anaf, Yud Aleph, he's a left hand, a very long tshuva, that he thinks that a Tinoch Shenishbo is possibly Aden. One of the most important psukim in America, that a Tinoch Shenishbo is possibly Aden. Even though he didn't do anything wrong willingly, he's still possibly Aden. And he doesn't explain exactly why. I'll tell you why I think he's possibly Aden, because he's not the Talaf Tita. When it comes to Aden to require a chicha, v'nei a checker, on a be'okhiv. Why? It's not a chicha, but it's part of a mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. Enjoy this custom. But I tell you the same thing. I said, in my opinion, if it depends upon a chicha, then you should be able to learn a be'ribbit. The only reason why you can't is because one of the reasons by ribbit is a different reason. But we live alone malin. If you can kill him, you can certainly take his money. That does not apply to a Tinoch Shenishbo. But it's not a piece of its sorrow of a mistress, who simply does not keep the mistress. It's not Kabbalah, Yot never. Yot the Kabbalah Pisa. Not his fault. Again, it's not, I'm not blaming him. But what can I do? It's not, like the famous Rambam, that a man who believes in God as a body, what status do you have? And that's a courage. But all that's involved with that. But derive it as, you don't have been told, the men who believed it. So what's a prime famous Eretz? Famous. First hands are fine. A Nebuch Apocryphus is Oyster than Apocryphus. And a Nebuch Apocryphus is also, he doesn't know that he wasn't taught properly, but what can you do? He doesn't believe in the God of the body, he's an Apocryphus, and all that means possibly Avis. But say too, A Nebuch Makaral Shabbos, A Nebuch Eichel Nevelis, A Nebuch Boral Arayas, is Oyster to A, B, and C. So it's Nebuch, but what can he not actually give a Torah of Mitzvah? He doesn't give any Mitzvah. Most of them. They keep Kibbutz Av, maybe. They don't keep any of the mitzvahs, shimiyot, we call, which are part of the religion and the ritual. So that guy is possibly Aden, even though it's not his fault, it's never taught. Yes? Patient! Relax. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't pass like this, Chayyar Rav Moshe. And all of his four weddings might be good. We'll see that it's still another popular way out. Why would that be good? Put a ring on a finger. I've been touched with the ages. Washing it, be good.
Can we make a comment on the
ring
on the finger?
We'll discuss. We'll come to it. Hey,
the question is number 10.
Two. 10 people up to Koshvet. We have women who count. So at least, I don't know who the other 10 would be. Listen, that's not me going to the community. We all hold the Kamachki anyway. We need two. Ragolta. The truth of the matter is that we have to worry, as you said very well, what about the beer? I mean, Reformed beer came with an Orthodox beer. I mean, there's a beer and a beer. So why should you worry about Kedusha beer? Oh, that's the question. Yes, sir. Hold on. Slowly. So the answer is, we shall see soon, we have a right to presume that they don't know a number of things. If they're not proof, since one of your father principles, they know them, also be lost and be lost good, some of them are not proof. Hey, no, that means other question. Why? Okay, slow. So the answer, so we'll come to your plan later when it comes to our reason. Let's assume that they are fine people, upstanding Reformed Jews, pillars of their community! But the pillars of the community, they have to assume that the pillar, the main pillar, the rabbi, knows what he's doing. And therefore, when he married them. So when they come home, they're not going to have beer in the Shem Kedushin. That would be a disgrace to their eminent rabbinical leader. Rabbi Sally, whatever. So they would never do that. They would have beer in the Shem Kedushin. They assume they were married by Rabbi Sally. Rabbi Sally. So therefore, Rabbi Sally, what's the Rabbi Sally thing? Yeah. But therefore, it has to be without a Sugan and Gimel. Because they assumed Adam Yodea. So we assume that a Reformed Jew is Yodea, that his Reformed tradition is no good. I mean, if he does no good, he's going to come also. So they assumed that the Reformed tradition was good. And the marriage is a valid marriage under the chuppah, right? The Reformed temple, and therefore the beer is not a Shem Kedushin. That's where Moshe writes. I think he's 100% right. In Siman Ayin Zayin. I'll say there are some Reformed Jews who speak to it all. Hey, come on. This guy's a faker. We see right through him. We'll go to the Reformed Center to make our parents happy. So then you'll say, these guys are notes, they speak to the faker. So that would be the shame. Kiddushin. So Moshe, maybe yes, but maybe no. And if it's maybe no, then we have no Eidus that there was a Beel Hashem Kiddushin. We don't have Eidus in the Beel Hashem. But the answer is we have what we call Anan Tadi. We have all Eidim, what goes on in their apartment, because they're going in as man and wife. But we are not Anan Tadi, that they don't, they all saw through the Reform Rabbi, and they see the faker, and they want to be really married, and they read maybe somewhere in a book that you should have to be to make marriage. So with that, if, even if it's true, then no Eidim that it's true. That's not Moshe Siddush. Even if it happens to be true, you'll confront them a year later and say, did you know that the Reform Rabbi was a faker? Yes. Did you have in mind that Beel Hashem Kedushin? Yes. But, nobody knew that. Now we know it. But no one knew that when they were getting married. So therefore the beer, he said, even if it was meant of Shem Kiddushin, would not be considered halachically a Kiddushin. That shot in the Gemara in Ksuv. The Machlok, the Tatahu, Tanoim, no? So we just learned. Adam Yodea, what happened? Adam Yodea, what did we just learn over here? No? Marks of Adam Yodea, Shem Kiddush tells Moshe Rabbuta. Marks of Adam Yodea. Fresh Rabbi Moshe. Ask him. Hey, you have a question. Ask him. the Pina. Ask him, do you know this fact that Tachas Mishavet Kut is not good? Or don't you know? What do you mean? Ain't him a good question. Ask him. The answers are both like this. Even if he happens to know, it's no chazoka that he knows. So the one that says other Yodea means other Levada Yodea, whole Levada Yodea. The other one says, yeah, some know, some don't know. Here's this particular guy, the smart guy, and he knows. It won't matter. It's no chazoka that he knows. We know the Adam didn't know that he knew that the reform is a fake and that the Shabbat is a fake. They don't know. They don't know. See, if he happens to know, it's still not a good kiddushin. The other day I hold, no, for sure he knows. Vadai, a horrible Vadai. And by the way, according to that Mandi Omar, that they will ask him and say he didn't know. We won't believe him either. This is a Vadai, a horrible Vadai that he does know. Because he doesn't know, we won't believe that either. Well, he's little to that. That's what Moshe writes in the truth. Hold on a second. Then Rav Moshe goes first. I want to say that, you know, there are some cases where there's a cultural witness in the back. Let's say they go to the guest list, and they go to every single person. Yes, there are two kosher witnesses who are sitting where we're at the guest list. They call them up, bring them to Bezdin. They say, were you Reuben ben Shimon and Levi? Were you at this wedding? Yes. Where were you when the ring was being? We were sitting in the back, laughing at the whole ceremony. We were sitting in the back, whatever. Did you see if Reuben placed the ring on the finger of the bride after having said to something said about Kiddushin? They're very likely to say no. We didn't see it. If they didn't see it, then Rav Moshe says, if they didn't see it, it's not considered kosher eidus, and therefore, once again, the marriage is null and void. After a marriage, against an offer of some flavor. Take a look, please, in the Pinsky of Silver, Simon Mem Beish, please. This person, Yud Alef. I had this case once here, right next to you. Fascinating story, goes back 20-something years. Unbelievable story. Let's just say in the Pinsky of Silver. Ever have a Shavar? Bam. Mem Beish, the son, Yud Alef. It is page. Hey, Zion. Hey, Zion. That's where we're reading. Everyone see it? Yeah, but where's Hey, Zion? Here we go. It's about the 10th line of page Hey, Zion, sits in Shuvah. It's about the Ayin. Shuvah's Chassam Sofer. Everyone see the place?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
9, not bad. I am sure, let me see a place. Don't have a Shulchan Aruch. All right. It's that guy is an after Torah, it's even a Rebbe. They're still married. Because of the Yichud B'Tol, there's no, and the other people were watching, and then they're not started. There's probably two other kosher witnesses watching Mamish. The Rebbe wasn't an eighth Kiddushin. That's what it's like, you know, in this case. That was the whole fight we had. I'm going to tell you a story. Bait Shahoya. No. You didn't believe what I said. Yeah. Right. We'll make it anyway. We'll make it.